The city of Seattle is cracking down on homeless car campers near Gasworks Park. It's given them through today to move out. KUOW's Joshua McNichols went down to check it out.
Danny Fletcher lives in a motorhome on North North Lake Way. He feels safer in there than he does sleeping in a shelter.
It's more comfy. I actually have a bedroom, I have a kitchen, I got a living room, and it's all separate rooms. It's an actual house for me, you know?
But neighbors have been complaining about campers like this. In response, the city has been ordering overnight campers to move. But it's offering help first. It sent in social workers like Compass Housing Alliance's Frank Scarabino to help them transition to more stable housing. Scarabino says these campers think of their vehicles as a life raft on a rough ocean.
What we are asking the people in the vehicles to do is to jump in the water, sink the raft, and trust us, and swim to shore. Give that security up for something that we may think is better, for something that they're not sure is better. That's asking a lot of any person.
Danny Fletcher says he's not ready to give up his motorhome. But Scarabino had more luck convincing Jennifer Smith, who is camping next door to Fletcher. She's moving plastic crates full of clothes into the social worker's car.
What are you doing?
I'm going to Mary's place, the women's shelter.
So you were in your camper here, but you can't be here anymore.
Yes, I can't. They've given us till the 30th to move, so I've been kind of pressured in time to find a place to go. So.
And just in time, you got this outreach that's given you a place where you can move instead?
Yes, they actually reserved the room for me so I can move in. Today is the day, and I'm a little nervous.
Smith will get to hang on to her RV. While she's at the shelter, it'll be parked safely in a church parking lot up in Lake City. Joshua McNichols, KUOW News.